I have copies of the minutes I requested in regards to the last time Mr. Coffey attempted to put his contract on the agenda and then pulled it off last minute, stating that at the end of the meeting I requested this to be under general business, not the consent agenda, when he did that. I'd be happy to supply a copy of those minutes to the board for their recollection. I don't know why Mr. Coffey decided to put it on the consent agenda again. Starting off with the minutes, I just want to make my point very clear in regards to why I don't feel we need to renew Mr. Coffey's contract. He's been here close to 3 years. I have watched his management style and have found it to be not exceptional, perhaps at times satisfactory, and perhaps at times very disappointing. There are key items, I think, that the board, just for the record's sake, on which direction I'm coming from. First and foremost, I think that the GIN and OPC was very poorly handled by Mr. Coffey and staff. I think it took it out of the hands of the commission by agreeing upon moving forward with GIN's proposal and making recommendations through staff using historical data that I did not find to be accurate. I think it put the community as well as this commission in a position now fighting the appeal in front of the governor and the cabinet, because GIN has now filed an appeal. I find it disappointing that the community was not notified and discussions did not occur with the community as a whole until very late in the process. I believe that when a community is impacted, such as the recommendation of GIN Corporation, that there should have been respect given to the residents of the community that were impacted. That was not shown. Another example I wanted to bring up for the commission is Marineland Acres. We have been working for some time now to come up with a resolution for Marineland Acres. There are serious drainage issues that are occurring out in that area of our county. We had gotten agreement from the residents initially to assess a certain amount of tax put upon themselves to resolve a lot of the drainage issues. Another issue was the overlay district. A draft was supposed to have been drawn up and written and presented some time ago. I have an email from Mr. Thad Crow, who was the representative, to Mr. Coffey explaining his disappointment in the time frame that it was not put forth. Mr. Coffey's response I found to be somewhat unprofessional, which I do often with his responses to certain items that he discusses with the public. Third item I wanted to point out was Hunter's Ridge. Commission agreed some time ago that we were going to have a monetary settlement due to the fact that a golf course was no longer viable for this development to a public golf course that they were originally under their development approval. Now they've backed away from that, saying that it's no longer viable. To this day, we have not received initial payment, nor has the developer signed the contract. Now that was some time ago. Why Mr. Coffey has not sought the $1 million funds that were supposed to go towards the infrastructure in our passive parks, I'm not real clear on. Mr. Merrill's in the audience today, and I know he made a presentation at our Regional Planning Council on Thursday. He brought up the idea of the entire plan of the passive park, which would include cabins. This idea of cabins has come up several times. The minutes of the meeting in the Regional Planning Council will clearly reflect that not only myself, Mayor Nets, Mayor Robinson, Mr. Scroy, all four of the representatives from Flagler County sort of perplexed on why a plan was already drawn out and not put forth to the commission. And Mr. Merrill indicated that the contract indeed was not signed, And he indicated that the payment was not made because they were waiting to see a time frame on the work itself. Now, why it was combined in regards to their second request that will come forth to us in July of an increased density of 2,000 residential units, when we asked specifically for it to be separated and not combined, not using the golf course as an incentive to increase density, to make it viable, I find highly disappointing. Mr. Merrill indicated several times that he had been working with staff and that they were going to make this presentation to this board in July. Once again, I feel that there's communication and dialogue going on with the developer and not having that transparency that's necessary for us to determine a decision in the best interest, not only of our residents, but the community as a whole and the vision that we've set forth. Communication. County Commission has worked very diligently in the last few years in building a better communication with the city of Palm Coast. When I got on this board, there were water wars. The city and the county were suing each other over water. I believe if Mr. Coffey continues as our administrator, those communications and professional relationships will continue to disintegrate. At times, he has his emails and his letters in regards to the city have been not only very unprofessional but very aggressive. I've had many conversations with him in regards to this. He said he has toned down his letters at times, and toned down is I guess reflective in some of the letters that they've received. But I don't believe that that's the communication and dialogue that this commission wishes to partake in regards to our neighboring communities. The courthouse. Everyone's read about the courthouse discussion Mr. Coffey and I had publicly. I'm not going to review the details of the committee, nor am I going to review the discussion that already took place publicly. But what I will say is I think something was clearly missed in the discussion. I was not upset by the fact that our conceptual design brought forth by the committee was not a possibility, in Mr. Coffey's words, professional. What I was upset by is that the committee was not brought into the dialogue with the proposed users, including the library. Holly Albanese never made a presentation to the committee as a whole in regards to her concerns. She voiced it to Mr. Coffey independently. I don't believe there's one person on this committee that would not have listened to Holly's concerns and taken those into account when we are going to bring forth a conceptual plan to this commission. In regards to the Historical Society, I can tell you I found it very disrespectful that Mary Ann Clark had gone out for hours and traveled to come up with a historical reference for our courthouse, and yet Mr. Coffey, to my surprise and to the committee's surprise, made a recommendation to sunset the committee without speaking to the committee first and foremost. That was my frustration with that process. I did not feel that respect was given to the members of the committee, and I took issue with that. The airport, I've asked several times in regards to the master plan, still have not seen a master plan, still have not received that presentation. That's been very disappointing since that is one of our economic engines moving forward in the future. I think it's important for this commission to keep and remain updated on the progress of the airport. Some of the issues that I spoke recently, Mr. Coffey, with was the proposal of the Mosquito Control District to come in and buy the Ginn Hangar. I did not feel that that was the vision that certainly moving forward that we wanted to take out of the equation. And it's unfortunate that we now have this $2 million debt. I did not feel it appropriate to take that off of our inventory, a Class A building in regards to professionalism and housing mosquito control in there. I didn't feel comfortable with that decision either. And one of the things, the last comments I want to make, and then I'll certainly put it back to the board, and I'm looking forward to hearing the public's input. Economic development. We worked very hard to create a strategic plan. One of our top-tier priorities is economic development and overcoming those challenges. Recently, the Regional Council, through the Economic Development Administration, partnering with the federal government, had put forth a comprehensive economic development strategy. Now, I chaired that committee, and we came up with some viable alternatives in the region to overcome our place and to be more competitive and to apply for infrastructure dollars on the federal level. To my surprise, last Thursday at the Regional Planning Council, five other counties had adopted their resolution in incorporating their regional efforts for economic development in order for us to now apply for economic development funds for infrastructure. It's something we're going to be talking about later in the meeting. Well, I know that Mr. Teeple was considering or thinking that it was on the agenda this morning, yet it was not. I spoke to him. He said that although it wasn't time sensitive, he'll be looking forward to seeing that on our future agenda. So my question is, if Mr. Coffey did not have time to complete an economic development resolution that will allow us to apply for infrastructure dollars, yet had the time and wherewithal to put his contract on the agenda months before this commission is to discuss this, I'm questioning where his priorities are, certainly in regards to this community. I did not request his contract for discussion to be put on the agenda. As he has said to the media, he is fearful of his job. If he's fearful of his job, that to me indicates that he does not feel he's done an adequate job. Someone that's confident in the abilities that they've put forth would not put forth a contract renewal for 3 years before the time limit allotted. I believe if we do not renew his contract today, that he will have 7 months to fulfill his contractual obligation with this county. I believe that is adequate amount of time for him to look for employment elsewhere. Private industries, I don't know where a private industry gives 7 months for an individual to look for another position elsewhere. These are public dollars, and I'm looking certainly for us to be very transparent and accountable for those public dollars. And one last comment. Mr. Coffey had mentioned something to me in his office one day that has stuck with me for some time. We were discussing many different issues, and he looked at me and he stated that, "Don't you believe your standards are too high?" And I remember looking at him, kind of sitting back for a moment and kind of perplexed on why our administrator would feel that one of his commissioners' standards are too high. Well, I'm not willing to settle, nor am I willing for the people to settle for mediocrity. I believe that our standards should be set very high in this county. I believe that we have an exceptional community deserving of an exceptional administrator who is going to strive every single day to have those standards set higher and higher. I believe that we have missed many opportunities. In my role, I've traveled all over the state. I've seen what other counties have done, how they've incorporated new strategies and techniques. And I don't believe that Mr. Coffey has utilized the resources that we have in front of us. The commission had asked him to attend and drive up to see the new Council on Aging in St. John's County. I had asked him a few weeks ago had he had done that, because I think it was the direction of this board to do that, and he said he had Heidi put in a phone call. She spoke to Kathy Brown. We really don't have the population. I don't know. She's very exceptional, but kind of went back and forth, once again missing the point. This was the direction of the board for him to get in his vehicle with Ms. Petito, drive up, view the location, and certainly start putting into place and implementing a process in which we don't take general funds to offset our costs for these social services that could be allocated per grants. So once again, I was elected by the people of Flagler County to ensure that our vision and their vision was put forth in the future. If we do not renew his contract today, as he has once again put this on the agenda for discussion, he will not be able to receive a $140,000 severance pay, which was an annual severance pay given to him. If we do renew it, commissioners, it's an automatic renewal of 3 years on top of it, a year's severance. And I'm just not willing to take any more time in regards to wasting opportunities and not having the vision that the commission put forth so long ago in regards to our strategic plan and implementing that. I think these are serious times, and we need serious people in our executive leadership role to fulfill their duties. Thank you.